This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Sometime this spring, the Obama administration is supposed to share the details of its plan to rate colleges on measures like value and affordability. The idea, which is not without controversy, is that if students can compare schools on how much it's going to cost them, or graduation rates, or even how much money students earn after they graduate, those schools might have to step it up. Especially if, as proposed, poor performers would risk losing access to federal financial aid. All of that naturally makes colleges just a bit nervous, so a liberal arts school in New York is fighting back with its own way of measuring value. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has our story.
Okay, since we're all here, let's just dive right into our discussion of Northanger Abbey, picking up where we left off last time.
At Sarah Lawrence College in Bronxville, New York, about 10 students, all women but one, sit at a round table discussing Jane Austen.
But would you begin midway through 145, but your father?
But your father, said Catherine, was he afflicted?
For a time, greatly so.
The 88-year-old college has a reputation for doing things differently. Most classes here are small seminars like this one. There are no majors. Students do a lot of independent projects. And grades aren't as important as the long written evaluations professors give every student at the end of every semester. It's no surprise, then, that Professor James Horowitz is skeptical of any uniform college rating system.
The goals that we are trying to achieve in instructing our students might be very different from what the University of Chicago or a state school or a community college might be striving to achieve.
So in the past few years, Sarah Lawrence has created its own system to measure what students are actually getting out of college. The faculty came up with six abilities they think every Sarah Lawrence graduate should have. They include the ability to write and communicate effectively, to think analytically, to accept and act on critique. Computer science professor Michael Siff helped develop the tool.
We don't believe that there's like 100 things you should know when you graduate. It's much more about, are you a good learner, right? You know, do you know how to enter into a new domain and attack it with an open mind, but also an organized mind?
Advisors can use the results to track students' progress over time and help them address any weaknesses. A student who's struggling with communication could take a class with a lot of oral presentations, for example, or make an appointment at the campus writing center. But Siff says the tool is also about figuring out what the college can do better.
This tool would allow us to assess ourselves as an institution. How good a job are we imparting what we believe to be these critical abilities?
So how is the school doing? So far, there are only two semesters worth of data. But on every measure, seniors do better than juniors, and sophomores do better than freshmen. Starting next fall, faculty advisors will meet with their students at the beginning of each semester to talk over their progress.
Do you see an area where you feel like, boy, I really feel like I could push this better?
Well, obviously, I want to get excellent on everything.
Obviously.
In a sort of trial run, Siff goes over the results so far with one of his advisees, junior Zachary Deggy. On a scale from not yet developed to excellent, he's mostly at the top end. Deggy says he likes seeing his own growth.
I think the thing I like most about this is just the fact that I can look back at how I was doing in previous semesters and sort of chart my own progress, not comparing me towards, you know, other students, just me to myself.
That's a different measure of the value of an education than, say, student loan debt or earnings after graduation, the sorts of things the Obama administration is considering as part of its ratings plan. The college's president, Karen Lawrence, says students and parents are right to ask if they're getting their money's worth. After financial aid, the average cost of a Sarah Lawrence education is almost $43,000 a year.
People are worried about cost. We understand that.
And they're worried about getting jobs after graduation. But she says the abilities the new assessment measures, critical thinking and innovation and collaboration, are the same ones employers say they're looking for.
We think these are abilities that students are going to need both right after graduation and in the future. And so it could be an interesting model.
One she hopes other schools will take a look at as they figure out how to answer the national debate about the value of college. In Bronxville, New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.